Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we have Steve Wenzel. He's a professor of political science at Central Lakes College in Brainerd. Also spent 29 years at the Minnesota legislature. He chaired the Minnesota House Ag Committee for a record 16 years and spent some time as the Minnesota State Director of Rural Development for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Welcome to the program, Steve.
Good to talk to you, Jim. Looking forward to visiting with you and Marnie this morning on Minnesota agriculture.
Tell us about the impact that agriculture has economically on the state.
Well, there's no question, as I remind people all the time, that agriculture is Minnesota's number one industry. It's number one, and we don't belittle the great, great importance of the other industries that are so important to Minnesota. But I always like to remind people is that in Minnesota we have almost 80,000 family farms. The farms rank in size from very small to very large. The total impact of Minnesota's agricultural economy on Minnesota's GDP is $85 billion. It finds its way into both the farms and to the cities in terms of jobs and economic development. The jobs that are created as a result of agriculture is phenomenal in our state. We simply cannot overestimate the great importance of this Minnesota's number one industry. And of course, Minnesota leads in agricultural production in so many areas. For example, we are number one in the nation in turkey production. We are fifth among the 50 states in total agricultural production. And that comes directly from the Minnesota Agriculture Statistics Report published each year by the Minnesota Department of Agriculture and the National Agricultural Statistics Service in the U.S. Department of Agriculture. They are very, very accurate and copious on their census compilations and so forth.
Well, you are from Little Falls, but you spend, you know, some time certainly in the region of lakes, let's put it that way. You have some thoughts you'd like to share with the legislature before they reconvene regarding property taxes and lakefront property, right?
Yes, lakeshore is becoming heavily taxed. They are taxed at a higher rate compared to other classifications. So the owners of lakeshore are literally, I'm going to use the word, screaming for relief. I have compassion for that. Obviously, when it becomes so great that many of them are putting up their cabins and lakeshore residences for sale because they can't afford the property taxes. So the challenge is going to be is when the legislature, if it decides to provide relief to the lakeshore property owners, that they do not shift that rate somewhere else, and particularly to Minnesota agriculture or to the small businesses. Small business classification ratios, well, both for small and large businesses, is very high.
Thanks so much, Steve, for being with us today.
Yeah, you're welcome, Jim, and I really enjoyed the visit.
This has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.